Kara, welcome back to Saskatchewan,
thank
and in particular
you.
In Regina.
Yes, thank you so much. It's nice to be back. It's a beautiful day.
Now, what have you been up to? Last time we saw you was during the Junos, which mm-hmm. has been a few years, mm-hmm. and you've been a very busy, busy lady.
I have been, absolutely. I have been doing lots of writing, doing lots of traveling. I have a new single out right now, which I'm very, very excited about. And so, yeah, basically just working on some new stuff. It feels good.
We are going to talk about the single, the brand new project. But first, let's touch on, for those that are new to the country music genre, who is Kara Isabella?
Who is Kara Isabella? Well, I am 22 years old. I hail from Ottawa, Ontario, and I have been singing pretty much my whole life. I fell in love with country music at a very early age. I always accredit the Shania Twain album Up to my you know, the first real falling in love with the writing of country music, I think. And then just vocally, you know, I fell in love with story songs. I fell in love with the way that a country song, you know, can make you feel in any way, shape, or form. And yeah, country music's the way to go, I think, for sure.
When did that moment hit you? You realized, I'm going to go on the stage, I'm going to do this for a living. Was it a family member? Do you have a musical background with your family?
Yeah, absolutely. I come from a very musical family. My father's side is pretty much, they play the instruments. My father taught me how to play the guitar. I have a cousin who's incredible with the cello. And then my mother's side, they all sing. So growing up, you know, at Christmas and family gatherings, we all sing. And that was kind of my first experience with harmony and with, you know, multiple voices together. So I definitely do come from a musical family, a musical background. It's a big part of my life, and I've really always been singing.
Now, you started at a very young age. Has that been a hindrance, or was that a good thing, starting at a young age?
I think it was a good thing because, you know, I tend to be a kind of a shy person, and being on stage is something that you have to get used to, and you have to learn how to open up. You know, you have to learn how to open yourself up to the audience and how to connect with them. And I think starting at an early age definitely, you know, kind of helped me get my stage legs, if you will.
How has Kara Isabella evolved since the last project even?
Yeah, well, absolutely. I mean, since I was here in Regina last, even you know, doing stuff for my songs that I had out then, I think, you know, like anyone, I started singing. I got signed with Sony Music Canada when I was 16 years old. My first single came out on the radio, Love Me Like That, when I was only 17. And so I think, if anything, I'd like to always say, I think I've really grown up because of songwriting, you know, and you can kind of see it in the progression of my albums and the subject matter that I write about. I think it's just, you know, I've grown up like any normal girl would. I've just been writing songs about it in the industry.
Let's get to the songwriting now. You've evolved as a person, you've evolved as a songwriter.
Thank you.
Is it coming easier nowadays? Do you have to put a lot of effort? I know some artists will have to lock themselves in the room or go on a hike or something to get away from it all. Do you put a lot of pressure to record or to actually write, or does it come natural?
You know, I used to. I think every artist that really, really tries to pursue writing goes through that point where they aren't coming up with something, so they lock themselves in a room, like you said, and we really beat ourselves up. And I think, you know, I can't leave until I have something recorded, until I have something written down. But that's just not the way that music works. You know, it works best when it's organic and when it's you know, when it's just inspired and it happens, you know, from something. So I'll be walking down the street and, you know, come up with something and have to kind of stop and like write it in my phone. So whenever inspiration strikes, but you know, it is also my career and my life, so I do have to sit down and try to make it happen. Sometimes, of course, but for the most part, I try to let it be as organic as possible.
Just let it flow.
Yeah, just let it flow. Exactly.
So are you writing more and more about life experiences?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I think if you look back at my music, there's a lot of love, you know, early first love,
right,
like high school
right.
love and things like that. And I think, you know, I still love to write about that, but I've gotten to travel so much now and I've gotten to experience so many things. I love to kind of open the doors and write about some more now.
Now you're at that point of the leaving, grieving, hurting.
Exactly,
right?
Yeah, I'm grown up, yeah.
the pain and the heartbreak of life. In
exactly,
general.
But also the empowering stuff. You know, I mean, my single now, one of the things I loved about it, I'm So Over Getting Over You, was that I think country music is so well known for a really angry breakup song or a really sad one. I really love that this one was upbeat and empowering and, you know, just kind of a good message to send out for someone who might be, you know, ending a relationship at this point.
Good. Let's talk about the new project, the new single, I'm So Over Getting Over You. Mm-hmm. There's some big names that are involved in this.
Absolutely. I was a very lucky girl to get to work with these people. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. How does that connection come to be? Just networking over the years, or you got the right people in the right place?
Yeah, you know, I'm, like I said, very, very lucky. The songwriters were incredible, and they, you know, thought of me for this one. Scott Cook, who produced it, he's been doing incredible things in the industry. I mean, I'm sure you hear his music all over. And, you know, we were very excited to work together, and it was a fun experience. So yeah, just you know, it's kind of who you get to meet, who you have the opportunity to meet and work with.
Dallas Smith on there, Florida Georgia Line.
Yeah, it's a pretty incredible lineup of people he's worked with. Absolutely.
I know it's probably very important to surround yourself with good people, and that's basically 80% of the battle in this business, is having yourself surrounded by a solid structure of people.
It is. I think that's truly something I've really been lucky to have since the beginning. You know, my parents have always been a really big part of my career. I traveled with my mom for the first 3 years doing all this radio promo stuff. You know, my mom knows everybody. So my parents are still very much a part of, you know, my decision-making process. And my band is fantastic. They're all friends and, you know, big brothers and very good influences, and they take good care of me. And absolutely, I think it's, you know, you choose who you surround yourself with, and you are who you surround yourself with. So it's good to be with good people.
Two-time CCMA award winner Kira Isabella is my guest here on the Soar 620 CKRM. We're talking about the brand new project and the single, I'm So Over Getting Over You. And Kira, where can we find that right now?
It is all over. You can get it on iTunes, on Apple Music, Vevo. The lyric video is on YouTube. You can check out my website, kiraisabella.ca. It's all over the internet.
Karen and I and a few others, we went for breakfast this morning, and while we were sitting around the table, you got a nice little notification from Mark Crevier about the single, how it's climbing.
It is. It absolutely is. It's actually one of the only country songs on a very popular playlist on Spotify right now, which I am so incredibly proud of. So, so proud of. It's very, very cool.
Let me toot that whistle for you there.
Thank you. Toot that.
I know we're going to talk about your upcoming media blitz right now and the tour you're heading off to Fort McMurray. We're going to touch on that and more. Yeah. We're going to take a bit of a break. We'll be back. Kira's going to play us one of her previous selections. Then we're also going to feature her brand new single and more to come right here on The Soar 620 CKRM. Hey, Saskatchewan, I'm Colin Lovequist. I want to invite all of our 620 CKRM listeners to check out our website, www.620ckrm.com. Check out the latest blog with Kira Isabella and myself. And, of course, Kira's in studio, and we're chatting about the brand new single, the brand new projects, and her life, and keeping very busy. Kira, I know it was devastation, still underway, but a lot of people, of course, opening up their hearts and their pocketbooks for Fort McMurray, and can't believe the devastation that has taken place there. Do you have any personal friends or family or anybody from the area?
No, thank God. I do not know anybody, or I don't have any family that had to evacuate. But I mean, like everybody, I've been watching it and just absolutely heartbroken. But at the same time, so incredibly proud of the people in our country who are helping each other out. You're gonna make me cry. I'm gonna cry.
it's a good time to wave the Canadian flag.
It truly is.
Because
everybody's makes me feel very proud.
Everybody's come together to do their part, and I know you're gonna be helping out as well. Tell us about the project you've got planned.
It feels really wonderful. I was mentioning to you this morning, you know, to be able to help in any other way than just donating money. I was already on my way out west, and so, you know, I spoke to my booking agent. I spoke to a couple of people in Edmonton, and they put together a little last minute benefit show for some of the evacuees. So I'm going to get to go and do that. And I'm really honored. It's wonderful.
We thank you for doing your part as well. And it's something that we all got to pull together and
help each other.
Do what we can. Yeah. Do it. Nothing's too big or too small, because when all said and done, it's going to add up. And as I always say, don't give till it hurts. Give till it feels good. Because that's what life's about, folks.
That's good.
Let's talk about your media blitz. You're on the road right now, so you're going to be helping out the residents of Fort McMurray tomorrow. And then what else do you got on the plate?
Very, very excited. So I'll be in Edmonton and then Calgary, working my way over to Vancouver. So we're basically just hitting all of the awesome spots. I wish I could spend a little bit more time out west, because I really, truly do love it out here. But hopefully I'll be back over the summer.
You'll be back.
Yeah.
As far as the new CD, where can we get that? I know you mentioned iTunes and that, but the website, we got to plug all your social media sites that you use.
Absolutely. I really love social media. I love Twitter. I love Instagram, Snapchat. So I'm at Kira_Isabella on Twitter, at KiraIsa1 on Instagram, and my Snapchat is KiraIsabella21. I have all of them. You can visit my Facebook, Kira Isabella, my website as well. And like I said, my new single, So I'm So Over Getting Over You, is on the website, on iTunes. The lyric video is on YouTube. You can check it out anywhere.
I want to play I'm So Over Getting Over You. I want you to tee that up because I want to let everybody know what the song's all about. It's one of those, I've shed enough tears and it's time to move on kind of song.
Exactly. I love it because it is such an empowering and upbeat breakup song. And it's, you know, anybody that's going through a breakup right now can hear this. And I think it's a positive, uplifting thing for them. Yeah.
We're gonna spin that one very shortly. But first, I want you to do one in studio. You brought your guitar with us. Brand new axe. She's got a brand new Gibson.
I do. Gibson is always very, very wonderful to me. And I can, you know, go in and borrow whatever I like. So I love it. And this is my new baby.
That she's got a brand new one. It's going to sound sweet. What are you going to play for us? Or what do you want
to
do?
So I would love to do one of the very first songs, well, the first song that got everything started at radio for me, Love Me Like That, the title of my debut album.
So here you go. Kira Isabella on The Source 620 CKRM.
And me spinning my hair around my finger and wondering what you're thinking back. You pull a daisy from the ground and you tear off every petal. With each one you tell me why you like me and I'm special as the falling day. I hold on to every word you say to me. You know how to make this girl go crazy. I think you're reading my mind. You give me real soft kisses, walk me to the door, whisper how amazing this is, and tell me I am beautiful. Hold me just a little tighter when they're playing our song. Smile when my night is gone wrong and give me your hand to hold. Falling so fast when you love me like that. You called just to tell me that you're missing me, and we end up talking all night long, 'cause we've got a lot to say. And when we hang out at the game on Friday night, I love how your blue eyes they glued on mine instead of watching them play. Maybe all of this is stuff you don't realize, but you're making me feel those butterflies. You give me real soft kisses, walk me to the door, whisper how amazing this is, and tell me I am beautiful. Hold me just a little tighter when they're playing our song. Smile when my night is gone wrong and give me your hand to hold. Falling so fast when you love me like that. Yeah, you talk me into sneaking out, throwing pebbles at my windowpane. If I would only jump down, you'd take me running through the pouring rain. And tell me I'm beautiful. You give me real soft kisses, whisper how amazing this is, and tell me I am beautiful. Hold me just a little tighter when they're playing our song. Smile when my night is gone wrong and give me your hand to hold. Falling so fast when you love me like that.
You give me real soft kisses, walk me to the door, and tell me I am beautiful.
Very sweet.
Thank
Very
you.
Nice. I was sort of lulled into a bit of a...
to make you fall asleep.
Yeah, no, I was. It was lulled into a peaceful, calming, oh, just, you know, relaxed.
Thank you.
And Kira, of course, is going to be sharing her love and for the good folks of Fort McMurray tomorrow. And I appreciate you coming by and doing this.
Thank you for having me. No problem.
All the best. Continued success.
Well.
Live in the moment.
Thank
you know,
you.
Just absorb it all and embrace it, because it's going to be a good ride for you, dear.
It has been. It's been pretty incredible. Thank you very much.
Kira Isabella on The Source, 620 CKRM.